calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Thank you for calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. My name is Denise. You're on the recorded line. How may I help you today?
Yes. Hi, how you doing? My name is Tamidi, last name Martinez. I'm calling from Family First Care. I was calling regarding a participant. Her services were put on hold, and we're trying to figure out why.
And I'll be glad to help you. And I'm sorry, can you spell your first name for me, please?
Sure. It's Tamiititi.
Thank you. And can I have a phone number where you can be reached?
267-551-7415.
That's a direct number?
Yes.
No extension? And your text ID or MPI number, please, Ms. Tamidi?
The text ID is 822-84-3555.
Thank you very much. And may have the participant's member ID number, please.
Would it be the 57011-42357?
What's the participant's name and date of birth?
Christina Bonilla Ayala. Date of birth 9/9/1982. I'm sorry.
Thank you. That's okay. Just trying to see if I can see anything here for you.
She stated that she called yesterday and she was told that everything was fine.
So was it a situation you had an authorization, but the authorization expired, or was it
they
a
stopped
situation?
It on the 29th, and she can't figure out why. And I thought maybe she might have missed an assessment or something. Maybe the SC was having a hard time reaching her. I'm not sure.
And the coordinator is assisting a participant at the moment.
I'm sorry?
Her service coordinator is assisting a participant at the moment.
Okay.
I wonder if trying to see if she has anything noted in regards to if she needs to have an assessment.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't see her indicate anything in regards to.
Do you have the SC's information that I can provide to the client?
She actually, give me a second, because it looks like that she may have already called in to us today.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, actually, no. She her service coordinator should be reaching out to her today.
Yeah, I don't know. She said that she called yesterday and they told her that everything was fine. But on our end, it's not fine.
Yeah, her coordinator should be reaching out to her today. Because she called in on Monday.
The client.
Yeah. Yes, I should say. I do apologize. Yeah, but I didn't see anything in regards to an assessment or anything that was needed for her.
And there's no reason why the services stopped?
Well, it looks like her authorization just expired.
Right.
And that's what it looks like.
And what would be the reason behind that?
Well, authorizations are normally only good for about a year.
Okay.
But then normally a participant will have to have your annual reassessment as well.
Right. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Let me see if I can get a... I'm trying to see if maybe if I can catch her in between a call or something. Let's see
okay.
if she can give me an update here for you. She might be on the call. I put a message into her as Senator Outreach to your agency to see if she can give you some kind of an update on the authorization for the home care services.
You said regarding the auth?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what number she has on file for the client?
Well, the participant gave us a phone number when she gave a call in. So that's the number that the coordinator will reach out to. So what number do you have?
Oh, I'm just going off of what's on the file, 267-516-1358.
Nope. Yeah, something totally different.
Oh, okay. We'll stick with what y'all have.
Unfortunately, okay. I can't say, but I can just
right.
let you know that
yeah, yeah.
It is
That's
something
fine.
Different. Yeah.
Okay. That's perfectly fine. Okay, no problems. So I'm going to just call the client back, and I'll just let her know to look out for a call from her SC because she is a little upset right now. So I decided I would do her the favor and reach out as well. So, yeah, I'll just let her know that the SC will call her. Hopefully she'll call her today before 5.
Yeah, because you know, I do see she is to follow up by 5 o'clock today to her.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome, and thank you for calling UPMC Community Health Trust and Service Coordination. Please stay safe and take care and enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.